Hi, thanks for joining our podcast. I'm Sarah Lafferty, and today's podcast is called How Digital Marketing Can Help Irish Printing, Labelling and Packaging Companies to Sell More. And it's the first in a series of podcasts for the Irish printing and related industries. I'm joined by Rosemary Lafferty of Yellow Ruler Marketing. Hi, Rosemary.
Hi, Sarah. Thanks for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
So, Rosemary, before we get into the nitty-gritty of how digital marketing can help you sell more, tell me a bit about what Yellow Ruler does.
Okay. So, in a nutshell, Sarah, Yellow Ruler is a marketing consulting that helps small and medium-sized businesses sell more. So I specialise in a number of sectors. One of them is printing, packaging and labelling, because I worked for over 15 years in a number of general printing, services of labelling and direct mail companies. So the marketing I do can involve helping a business with their prospecting, getting them to get more leads from their social media, or updating their websites, or creating content. And the end of the day, it's all about the business selling more.
Okay, and so before we dive into the benefits of digital marketing, could you just explain what you mean exactly when you say digital marketing?
Okay, yes, Sarah, that's a good place to start. So by digital marketing, I'm talking about a range of activities using digital methods that help you sell more. So, for example, on your website, digital activities would be having some resources or guides that a visitor to your website can download. These are usually free, but you have to enter your email address and some details to get the guide. And then you can also maybe have a newsletter that someone can subscribe to. And then, of course, there's all the options of social media pages, such as LinkedIn company page, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube channel. And these can all help to generate leads for your business that then you pass on to your sales reps.
And so today you're going to tell us about the benefits of any of those digital marketing activities you've just described. Now, earlier you and I were talking and you mentioned that there is a common misconception in the industry that digital marketing is really only of help for companies that have e-commerce, because printing packaging companies use sales reps, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, but there is a lot of face-to-face selling in the industry, isn't there?
Yeah, that's right, Sarah. Many companies think that social media won't really benefit them, and some companies have dabbled in social media and not had great results, or just no results at all, really.
Okay, so obviously because we're having this discussion today, you think that there are benefits for printing, packaging and labelling companies by engaging in digital marketing activities.
Yeah, I do. So like anything in life, if you don't do it right, you won't get the right results. So I know it's a cliche, but I see a lot of companies start off very enthusiastically with some social media, and then they take it upon themselves to run the page, and then it becomes abandoned, and then you look at their example Facebook page and the last post was 6 months ago, and as I say, the page is shipwrecked.
Yeah, and so obviously a company with a shipwrecked page won't be getting any benefit from it.
Yeah, that's right. So in the example of a shipwrecked page of that company, what they really need to do is think not just about the setting up of the page, but the ongoing running of it, what kind of posts are going to be put on it, rather than just thinking about the setup. So it's an ongoing process to get benefits.
And so Rosemary, can you give us a little summary of the key benefits of getting involved in digital marketing activities like that will generate leads or help you sell more?
Yeah, so what I'll do is I'll just list the five benefits and then I'll explain each one. Okay, so the first one would be it can help increase awareness of your business in your target market. Secondly, it gives you an opportunity to start connecting and engaging with leads. And thirdly, it can improve your website's performance on search engine results pages. So that's where your website appears when someone Googles your product service. And fourthly, it can give prospects explanations about your product or service in layman's terms. And then lastly, it allows prospects to engage with your company to start the process, so you're not chasing the business all the time. They're coming to you sometimes.
Oh, well, those are big benefits. So if you want to go ahead and explain the first one, which I think you said was awareness of your business in the target market.
Yeah. So the first thing digital and social media can do is raising awareness. So a lot of small businesses say to me, They're so busy serving their existing customers on a day-to-day basis that they don't have time to get out and sell more, even though they know there's probably a lot more business out there. So the business is kind of static because they're not getting the time to get out there. So this is where social media and a proactive, responsive website can really help your business. So that can happen in a few ways. Let's take the example of having a LinkedIn company page. It's very simple to set up. And you would have a link on your website to your LinkedIn company page. So people can follow from your website or if they come across it on LinkedIn. So what does it actually mean? So on a LinkedIn company page, you will, it's like having your own little newspaper.
Okay.
So you'll publish a couple of articles, maybe twice a week, twice a month, whatever.
Mm.
And then all of the people who follow your LinkedIn company page, when they go on to their LinkedIn page and look at their newsfeed, they will see updates from you, from your company. So in the beginning, they came across your website for whatever reason, and now they've followed your page. They're getting regular updates from your company. So they're now going to remember your company. And also, hopefully, that the stuff you're posting on your page will be useful to them. Something that helps them with whatever questions they have as they go along the buying cycle. So it might be they need to get an annual report printed, or there might be a food company that need labels for the new product. If you don't have some mechanism on your website, like the LinkedIn page or the Facebook page or a newsletter, that they can sign up to receive, you've missed an opportunity to capture that lead. It's a bit like if you had a retail shop and you close your shop at 5 o'clock on a Friday, if someone comes along at 6:30 on a Friday, is interested in your products, but there's no way of letting them know. So
this is where, you know, the benefit of, I suppose, comes in, because we can, if you have that follower, subscriber to the newsletter, then, like, even when you're really busy, I suppose, for example, if you were a direct mail printing company and you print for charities in the month of October, November, probably early December, you may be extremely busy, because a lot of the charities will be sending out the pre-Christmas appeal, and most of the sales reps will probably be up to their eyes, like servicing the existing customers.
Yeah.
And they're not going to have time during that period for prospecting and communication or following up with leads or prospects.
Yeah.
But if the company, like you're saying, is some kind of way of two-way communication with prospects, such we've mentioned newsletters, Facebook, Twitter page, they're going to continue to receive this even in the busy times, I presume.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Sarah. With regular social media, you can keep the awareness level of your business high all year round. And it's not just when your reps have time to go out chasing new business.
Yeah. And now, like, the next one you mentioned was that social media can allow you to start connecting and engaging with new prospects and indeed existing customers too.
Yeah, I really like this one because it opens the door to a two-way communication between prospects and your business. For example, one of the businesses I do marketing for have free guides on the website that the prospects can download for free.
Okay.
The guides help them along the buyer journey. So some of them have the guides tell them how to get the best value. Some of them are a first-time buyer's guide, or other guides that help buyers in some way. So I come on a Monday morning and I check the downloads for the previous week, and I often find a prospect will have downloaded a guide, say at 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning. This person's looking for information, looking for help about buying. They put in their email address and some details to get the guide. So this now is a good quality prospect who's maybe at the start of their buying journey, but you have that contact, you have those leads.
Great.
So these leads are then passed on to the sales reps who will look up the prospect on LinkedIn and maybe send them a message saying, you know, thanks for downloading our guide. If you have any questions at all, I'm the sales rep Joe Bloggs, and just contact me if you have any questions. So hopefully the lead then will accept their invitation to connect, and the relationship between the rep and the prospect has started. And hopefully they may come back with a query on, say, do you have food safe inks? What kind of sustainable boards do you have? And then the rep, as I said, starts to develop the relationship from there on.
Yeah, you can really see how useful that is then. So I can see that you would definitely advise for people to get on board with at least one of these digital activities, because we can hear just how beneficial it is and how much it can really help a business.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And so then the third benefit that you'd mentioned was your website's visibility on search engines result pages. So I think what you mean here is when somebody Googles the product or service that you're selling, you want your business to come up at the top of page one of the search engine results.
Yeah, that's exactly it, Sarah. Now, many people listening will probably have heard of SEO or search engine optimization. So, which is basically setting up your website in a way that maximizes your chance of getting to the top of a Google or Bing or any search engine results page. So to understand that, we need to just talk for a minute about how Google works.
Okay.
So Google is basically, or any of the search engines, because there's others beside Google, basically all the trying to give the user the very best result for what they're looking for. So if I go onto Google and say I'm a food manufacturer and need to get a carton for my new food product. Let's say I don't have any relationship with an existing carton printer, so I'm just going to type some words into Google and see what it brings up. Obviously, I'm going to put in words like food carton printer or printing company food packaging.
Yeah.
Now what Google will do is it will search the websites that feature these words.
Okay.
And they will serve up the websites that they think best matches what I'm looking for. Right. So obviously, I need a packaging company and that wants to sell me what I'm looking for. But Google will also use other factors in deciding what websites to put at the top of the page. They will obviously look at what words are in the site if they match what I've put in, and they also Google loves new content.
Right.
So the more frequently you put in things like blogs and articles into your website, the more chance you have of getting to the top of a search engine page. Now one other point is that for printing and packaging companies, photographs are very important because right. it's a visual product. Now, Google cannot understand photos, okay?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So there are things called alternative tags, which your website provider should attach to each photograph so that Google can read it and understand what it is. So you want your website provider to give them the most relevant tags for all your images, because images will be a big part of your website if you're in the printing, packaging, labeling.
Yeah, of course.
Because all prospects will want to see the quality of your printing, yeah, whether it's an annual report, a label, or a box. So again, this is a topic we don't have time to go into fully today.
Yeah, I see.
But just to make sure you have tags on all of your images and photos and that described correctly what is in the image. So for example, if you're a carton printer and you have a photograph of a die cut carton with gold foil and blind embossing on a freezer grade board, make sure that the tag just doesn't say box. Make sure it says those words, so then when a user goes in to look for carton on a freezer grade board, Google will match it and bring up your website.
That doesn't sound like a big topic.
Yeah, it is. It is a very big topic. But look, the most important thing to do is to make sure that whoever is revamping or creating your website and your social media, that they fully understand the keywords that are relevant to your business, the words that you want to be found for.
Yeah. And I suppose that would bring us to the fourth benefit of digital marketing, which is where we're looking at here, how the business can provide explanations for prospects in layman's terms. Now, can you explain that one to us a bit more?
Yeah. So the listeners to this podcast are presumably selling printing, packaging and printed self-adhesive labels. So your buyers obviously will be buyers from all industry sectors, because all industries need printing, cartons, labels. So, like any rep will tell you, that buyers sometimes need to be educated in how to buy printing, because there's various technical details you need to be aware of.
Sure.
Often, like especially at the design stage, because artwork may need to be set up in a certain way. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, in the printing of cartons or sleeves, the artwork needs to follow a key line. Okay. So a key line if the graphic designer follows the key line, it ensures that when the carton is printed and cut out and folded up, that all the sides of the carton are facing the correct way.
Mm-hmm.
And other things, for example, like customers might need to understand that they're looking at a printed proof that may not look exactly the same when it's printed on, because it'll be printed on a different board or material when it's finished.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, basically, your buyers need to be educated in order to do their jobs correctly and avoid stressful mistakes and reprints.
We want to avoid that, all right.
Yeah, absolutely. We have enough stress.
Yeah.
So you can help prospective buyers by creating these blog posts and the helpful guides written in non-technical terms so that the buyer can educate themselves with your help. Okay. And Sarah, I had experience of this myself a number of years ago when I was looking at hosting on behalf of a client. At the time, I wasn't fully up to speed on hosting. So I came across a hosting website that had a wonderful explanation of how it all worked in layman's terms that I could understand on their homepage. After that, even though I looked at competitors' websites to compare prices, I knew I placed my business with that first company because they'd helped me, even though I hadn't spoken, remember, to a single person from the company. I'd already decided in my own mind that this would be a helpful company, as they turned out to be. Because if you like, they understood what I didn't understand and they were smart enough to put it on their website, on their homepage.
Amazing.
Yeah. So what I'd recommend is talk to your sales reps. Ask them what are the things that customers don't understand or have caused problems in the past. Okay, now, like, none of us like to sit down and record all the things that ever went wrong.
No.
But they
can... Gotta be done, right?
Yeah, it has to be done because they can be a great starting point to write useful guides or blogs that you put on your website and then share on social media and get your reps to share with their connections. Now, if you're hitting the nail on the head and putting out content that resonates with buyers, you'll see the number of shares or likes, and you'll see this is something that matters to your prospects.
Yeah. And so then presumably all the staff in the company could suggest ideas for helpful content.
Totally, Sarah. The more people who contribute ideas, the better. Especially staff who are dealing with customers at any stage along the job. You'd be amazed at how you can find good contact from everybody, from the managing director right down to the delivery man or woman. Definitely anyone who has an interface with the customer should be asked for their ideas across the board.
Right, and that brings us right up to the last benefit, which is where we are going to discuss today how digital opens up two-way communication between you and the prospects and the leads.
Okay. So any digital activities we mentioned today allow customers and prospects to communicate with you. It makes it so much easier for them to find you and comment on something, to request something, or even to make a negative comment. Actually, negative comments are very useful because it's telling you what's annoying people. So it's always recommended not to delete the negative comments, but to deal with them in a sort of a positive, proactive, helpful way.
Mm-hmm.
As I mentioned before, this is where your website and your digital is actually being like a digital sales rep for you. The blogs and the useful stuff that you've written are out there warming up prospects. So any rep will tell you prospects need to be warmed up. So if they don't know about you, they're at 0 degrees Celsius. But as they find useful information that you've published, as you help them, you're starting to warm them up to a point where they will buy something. So these digital activities and the social start warming them up to a point where they will hopefully buy from you.
So social media is kind of doing the work for you, I guess, there.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is. It's like a digital sales rep.
Yeah.
So, you know, while you're at home relaxing, someone can be looking at your site, reading some good thing, and you're at home having
the
a
feet
nice
up.
Evening. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Not bad. Okay, well, look, we have a lot of stuff here, and it's a lot to take in, really, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, that's for sure.
But just as a final word, Rosemary, what would you say to any printing, labelling or packaging company that are not happy with their current digital activities or maybe aren't even doing them at all?
Yeah. So, Sarah, my final word would be to, for any business that are considering, just contact a few marketing consultancies, have someone come in and do a free consultation. It's amazing how much you can learn in an hour or two. Most companies do free consultations, just for you to consider what you might achieve from engaging in digital activities. There's never any harm in learning it. And in today's digital world, it's a trend. It's not going to go away.
No.
You know. So I think it makes good business sense to inform yourself before you decide. You may decide not to do it or but at least inform yourself.
Mm. Well, that's great. And now you're also going to be doing other podcasts about marketing for the printing industry. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I'll be doing a number of podcast videos and blogs on my website on different aspects of marketing for the printing, packaging and self-adhesive labelling industry.
Great. And can you give us your website again, Rosemary?
Yeah, so it's www.yellowrulermarketing.ie.
Okay, thanks for joining me today, Rosemary. And I'm sure that listeners found that really helpful. That's all from our podcast today. Check out www.yellowrulermarketing.ie for more information. Bye for now.